Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be Eilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yoel ben Pinchas Halevi. Funeral I went to yesterday. A very, very dear friend, and in my mind, one of the 36 hidden tzaddikim of this world, who will be missed dearly. The shir is on Birchas Hamazon, based on the shir given by Rav Soloveitchik, and published in the B'lachta Chabaderech Torah Journal of Tavshin and Tess. The Rambam begins his the koteret, the headline of Hilchos Brachos, is that it's a mitzvah essay to bless Hashem HaGadol VeHaKadosh, to bless God's great and holy name after you eat. So why does the Rambam add this thing about God's great and holy name? Why is he, we know Chazal say, you shouldn't stam praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're sort of minimizing his praise. You're saying this and nothing else. So it's better not to do that. So in general, when the Rambam does praise, or when Chazal prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a reason, there is a halachic nafgamina. For example, on Tfilas Yom Kippur we say, V'akohanim ve'am k'sheyishom es Hashem ha'nichbad v'anora, they would be koreo mishtacha ve'omode. So what's nichbad and nora? It's not just a shevach, it's a din. Why are we daven? Why are we bowing down? So we're bowing down because the name is nichbad v'anora. The name is so respected and so revered and awed, and it's mamash scary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we bow down and we're mevatel ourselves. We daven, we say, Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu, we're not melech ha'olam, to show that he's the God of our forefathers, because how do we ask anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is, he's our father. So if the Rambam says, Hashem HaGadol VeHaKadosh, it must be there's some nafkamina ledina. So that's what we're going to try to understand. It says in the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Brachos, there's a mitzvah esei min HaTorah to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu after we eat. Shenamar ve'achalta v'savata ve'erachtas Hashem Elokecha. So Mirchas HaMazon L'chi of Daraisa, that nobody argues with. There's an argument about Kriyas Shema, and the Gemara says it's a day that Kriyas Shema is only the Rabbanon, and there's an argument about Tefillah, but about the Rambam says it's Daraisa, the Rambam says it's the Rabbanon, but about Kriyas Shema, about Birkas HaMazon, there is no argument. It's very clear, it's axiomatic, it's universal, that Birkas HaMazon is Daraisa, like we see in the Gemara, that the Malach Yashar said to Hashem, why do you favor the Jews? And he says, because I only told them to bless me when they're satiated from their food, and they bless me even if they eat a little bit. So we see that Hashem told us to bless him, that there's a mitzvah daraisa of benching. The nusach that we say is clearly from the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. The question is, the yesodos that we're chayv to mention and bless in our benching, what are they mid de oraisa? The Rambam says that the Seder of Birkas HaMazon is Birkas HaZon, and Birkas HaAretz, and Birkas Yerushalayim, and Atov HaMetiv, the four brachas. The first one was Mesukan by Moshe, the second one was decreed by Yoshua, the third by David and Shlomo, and the fourth by the Chachmei HaMishnah. But the Rambam doesn't tell us what's daraisa and what is the Rabbana. The Ramban is a little bit more clear. The Ramban has a hasaga on the Rambam. The Rambam argues in his Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Shorash HaRishon, the Rambam argues with those who say that Halal is Doraisa, and it says it's Derabbanan, and therefore it shouldn't be counted in the Minyan HaMitzvos. And the Ramban isn't happy with that, because the Ramban says, I don't understand what the Rambam means. He himself says Tefillah is Midoraisa, even though the Gemara says that Tefillah is only Derabbanan. And what's the answer? The answer is that the Etzem Tefillah is Doraisa. But when we daven, Boker V'Erev, that's a Takanas Chachamim. The Matbeya is a Takanas Chachamim. The Lashon of the Tefillah is Takanas Chachamim. So Halel can be the Zelbazach. Halel can be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to praise Him for taking us out of Mitzrayim and splitting the sea. And then David HaMelech wrote it in Tehillim. It says in the Gemara, David Moshe continues the Ramban, that Moshe was Metakin Birkas HaZan and Yoshua Birkas HaAretz, Shlomo Bonei Yerushalayim. So the Matbeya is not Min HaTorah, but Min HaTorah we're commanded to bless Hashem after we eat, kol echad kafi daito, like the Gemara says about Ben Ran Raya and Brachas Daf Mem on Beis, Baruch Rechman Amari Dehai Pita, blessed is God, the master of this bread. And the Nevi'im were came and they were metakein the Nusuch. So just blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be enough. And then the Nevi'im came and they were metakein the Nusuch. And then we added Machos Beis Dovin, Mashichecha, Mehera Tachzirena Lumakoma, V'tibnei Yerushalayim. So there was the Inyan was a Tikkun of Shlomo on his Beis Din, And the actual Lashon is, according to the time, so the actual Lashon we have today is not necessarily from Shlomo, but the Etzem Baruch of Bonei Yerushalayim is from Shlomo. That's everything we praise Hashem. The Etzem, it can come from the Torah, and the rabbis say how. So why not Halil, says the Ramban on the Ramban. So it comes out from the Ramban that just like Tfilah l'shitas HaRambam, so to Birkas HaMazon l'shitas HaRambam, the Etzem Chiyuv is Midoraisa, but the Yesodos, certainly the Nusach HaBaracha, are only Midirabbanan. And Midoraisa, it's enough to just make any Shevach Koldu, like the Gemara says, Baruch Rechman Amari Dehai Pita, just blessing Hashem for the bread, that's enough. And it says Kefiya Zmanim Yeomer. So Bizman HaBayis, they didn't have the Bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim like we have it today after the Churban, and the Chum were Metakin Kefi Tzachas Lashon Lefize. All the Tosafos of Birkas HaMazon are all Midrabanan. And the Gemara and Brachos that hopefully we'll mention later, that these Yisodos are learned from a Pasuk are only in a Smachta. But Min HaTorah, it's enough to say Baruch Rachmana the High Pita. So the Kesef Mishnah on the second Perek of Brachos and Halacha Aleph brings the Tamtis Divrei Ramban, and he wants to say that that's also the sheet of the Rambam, and that is matim to the sheet of the Rambam Nechos Tfila, that Mitzvah Tfila's Doraisa, but Minyan HaTfila's, the Zman HaTfila's, the Nusach HaTfila's are only Midrabbanan. However, the Mivneh HaTfilah is Midaraisa, Chiyuv Mitzvah Kachu, Shiyadim is Bonein, B'mispal, B'chol Yom, Magid Shvachu, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First you praise Hashem, then you ask your Tzrachim from Hashem, and then you give Shevach and Hodoya for all the good that He's done, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Lefi Kocho, everybody according to His Koch. So that's Tfilah. In Birchas HaMazon, so that's the structure of tefillah, seems to be midoraisa. At first there's shevach, and then bakasha, and then hodoya. But Birkas HaMazon doesn't seem that even the structure is midoraisa. It's enough to just thank Hashem, and that covers you midoraisa. So that seems to be the shita of the Ramban. However, other Rishonim hold that the Yesodos of Birkas HaMazon are really Mi De'oraisa. So writes the Ritva, that as opposed to Tefillah, which is considered a Mitzvah De'Rabbanan, even though Be'ikar it's De'oraisa, we learn V'chol Avavchem, Ezevol Shebelevzu Tefillah, because the Ikar Matbeah is not Min HaTorah, and it's enough just to thank Hashem and supplicate to Hashem. The Ritva writes, Birkas HaMazon yesh lak tzas nusach mea Torah. Shetzarach levarach HaMazon al haskar atzvi Yerushalayim doshin en atov vizubon Yerushalayim. Yishtakach bakula bakra behedji. Hilkos Birkas HaMazon kula medar raisa. Shrei nuscha matbea mitve dvarim nuscha umatbea dvarim elu avo bevadi imrina banpach rina nafik. So the nusach habrachos, according to the Ritva, are not Min HaTorah, but the structure of Birkas HaMazon is Min HaTorah, that you have to bless Hashem for your Mizonos, you have to mention Eretz Yisrael, and you have to mention Yerushalayim, so we have a Pasuk for that, and they're learned from, like the Gemara says, Minayim LeBirkas HaMazon Min HaTorah, Ve'achalta V'sevelta V'rachta Zu Birkas HaZon, Es Hashem Elokecha Zu Birkas HaZimon, Al Haaretz Zu Birkas HaAretz, HaTovah Zu Bonei Yerushalayim. And it says, Al Haratova Zev Alavana, Asher Nasan Lachzua Tova Meitiv. So a person has to make a bracha on the food, on Eretz Yisrael, on Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, Min HaTorah, but he can do this, Kefi Chachmaso Vitzachus Lashona. So Midrabbanon, the Etzem Nusach is going to be Midrabbanon, but the structure of the Birkas HaMazon is going to be Mi De'oraisa. So is the Shita of the Rashba, who writes Hadam Rinan Moshe Tikein Len Birkas Hazan Yeshua Tikein Birkas Eretz Kashlu Akam Lam Samach Brachas Eilam Midar Raisa. What do you mean, says the Ritva, when the Gemara says that Moshe was Metakin Birkas Hazan and Yeshua was Metakin Birkas Eretz? We paskin that these brachos are Midar Raisa. So what do you mean there was a takana of Moshe and a takana of Yeshua? Answers the Rashba, V'yesh Lomer Dim Matbe'an Hu Shetavu Lehen. So the matbea bracha is the nusach bracha that the rabbis, that these Moshe made and Yeshua made. Di midaraisim ratzalam beza matbea sherotza amra. Midarais, you can say it any way you want. Basu Moshe Yeshua v'od v'tikinu le matbea l'chol achas v'achas b'zmana. And then Moshe and Yeshua came and they were metaking the matbea bracha. And Bevadais is the Rashba before Kibush Aretz and Bin Yerushalayim. They wouldn't say it like the matbea that they said it after the Kibush and the Binyan. We're asking in Bonei Yerushalayim for Achzar Samalchus and Binyan Abayis. So when in the time of Shlomo and David, they said let's. In the time of Shlomo, they said let's. And Shlomo and David also, let's keep the Malchus. In the time of Shlomo, let's keep the Bayis up, and let's keep the Shavu of Eretz Yisrael. So we see that the Rashba holds that the Yisodos of Mazon, Eretz and Mikdash, are Midoraisa, but not the Matbea Halasham. And so writes the Shita Mekubetzes that the whole Birchas HaMazon is Midoraisa. The Inyan of Birchas HaMazon is Midoraisa. So we have thus far the Ramban, who's a minimalist Shita, who holds just thank Hashem for your food and that's enough, and only the Rabbanan, they added everything else. We have the Rashba and the Ritva, who hold that the Inyanim mentioned in benching are Midoraisa, and the Nusach later is Midrabanan. And then we have the Shita of Tosfos, who writes, seems from Tosfos that even the Matbeah HaLashon is Midoraisa. The Gemara says in Brachas and Daftes Zayin that the Poalim don't make a bracha before they eat, but they make a bracha after. How? The first bracha is Kitikuna, the second bracha, they start with Birkas Haaretz, and they include Binyan Yerushalayim and in the bracha of Haaretz. In other words, they include the second bracha, the third bracha in the second bracha. Frak Tosfos, how can you do that? It's Doraisa. How are you playing around with the brachas? And Tosfos doesn't answer, don't worry about it, it's not really Doraisa, it's only Dorabanan. Tosfos answered that the rabbis have the koch to okirat min haTorah, since the workers are true to Melechas Balabais. So if you hold like the other Rishonim that the Yisodos is Midoraisa, but not the Midbeah Lashon, what's Tosfos Kasha? They're not being oker anything from the Torah if you put brachas 2 and 3 together. So it must be that Tosfos holds that even the Lashon, or at least the fact that there are three brachos, are min haTorah, and they obviously have the koach, according to Tosfos, to take the three brachas and make it into two. So Soloveitchik seems to be bothered by the fact that it seems to say that the Etzem Nusach is Midoraisa. I'm not so sure that that's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos just seems to be saying that the fact that there are three brachos is Midoraisa, which is also a big chiddush. Because we have the apparent stiras in the Gemara. Because on one hand we have the Gemara that says that it's only a later takana of Moshe, Yoshua, and David and Shlomo, and then how does that shtim with the other makor in the Gemara and Brachos that says Birkas HaMazon is Men HaTorah from the Psukim? So some people, many learn that the Pashat it's an Asmachta. The fact that we learn Bechalta V'Sevat V'Racht is Birkas HaZon, and Al Aretz is Birkas HaAretz, and Atov is Bonei Yerushalayim is only an Asmachta. The Tosfos seems to be learning, you know, that it's Mamish Doraisa, and then you can have David and Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua, they can be metaken the nusach of the bracha. So there's a lot of raid about this Tosfos. There's a shtickle in the Zichron Shmuel, Shmuel Rizovsky, which is kedai for us to learn at another juncture, hopefully, b'li neder. Akol panim, our arbit now is not to learn up to Tosfos, but rather to discuss the other Shitos HaRishonim. The Shita of the Ramban, who holds that min haTorah it's enough to have a shevach kol dehu. And then the shita of the Rashba and the Ritva, who hold that the brachos are midaraisa. So really, the way Rav Soloveitchik is learning Tosfos, so even the nusach is the lashon is midaraisa. However, we can put the Tosfos together with the Rashba, and we can say that they're both really holding that the brachos are midaraisa. And then we're really going to be discussing shitas and Tosfos as well. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Tanu Rabbanim Minayin LeBrachos Hamazon Min HaTorah." Shenemar Ve'achalta V'svata V'rachta Zu Birkas Hazon Ala Aretz Zu Birkas Haaretz HaTova Zo Yerushalayim. So, V'tova Hainu HaMushlemes V'Eretz Yisrael Eina Yecholu Lios B'Shleimus B'lo HaYisod Shel Yerushalayim. So, we have Birkas Haaretz, but then we have Tova, there has to be a Shleimus. And Eretz Yisrael is not B'Shleimus without Yerushalayim. So the Ramban is going to learn, as I mentioned before, that all these Yisodos of Aretz, Zon, Yerushalayim, he's going to learn that they're all Midrabanan, and the Pasuk is an Asmachta. So we have to understand, B'Shleim and Yerushalayim, we can say that HaTova is an Asmachta. But we also have to say Al Ha'aretz, right? Where there's a Al Ha'aretz Zu Birkas Ha'aretz. What do you mean that's an asmach? That's explicit in the pasuk. So the Aretz, it's mefurish that Aretz is an asmach, is explicit in the pasuk. It's an explicit daraisa. How can you say it's an asmachta? So we have to say that the Ramban learned that we are mischayif to make a bracha Al Ha'aretz. What does that mean? That means al peiros haaretz. So the hodah al haaretz atzma is on what comes out from the land, and that's the bracha on the food itself, but on the land, not what comes out of the land, but the land itself. That we have no pasuk for, and haaretz is what comes out of the land. So l'chora this machlokas, if there's a chiyuv to make a bracha on the land or on the peiros of the land, is tali in the two targums. In targum unkelus, it says in the pasuk ve'achalta svat ve'rachta v'techul v'tisba v'tivarech yas Hashem Elokecha al ara tovza diyohivloch, on the good land that Hashem gave you. So according to the targum unkelus, we're making a bracha on the land. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel writes, V'tehavon zehirin bizman da'atun achlin v'savin havon moldin and mivarchin kodem Hashem Elokechan al perei ara mishabcha diyahev lechon. So he says perei ara, the fruits of the land, kumt ois, that the Ramban is learning like the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, that we don't have a bracha on the aretz, we have a bracha on the peiros Haaretz. However, there would seem to be a big chiluk between the sheet of the Ramban and the Targum of Yonasan ben Uziel, even though they're both making bracha on the Peiros Haaretz and on the Eretz itself. Yonasan ben Uziel writes, Havun Modin Umevarchin. What's this kfelus of Modin Umevarchin? They're thanking and they're blessing. The Ramban in his Asagas and Sefer Mitzvahs writes that Midoraisa, it's enough to say what Binyamin Raya said in the Gemara. Baruch Rachman about the high pita, blessed is Hashem who gave us this bread. So this signon of bracha has no yisod of hodah, because you're not saying modim anachin or no delicha. So there's no hodah on the bread. Bracha, what's pshat bracha? Bracha is in yano hashpa. Baruch atah Hashem is hakara be'ad nuso. When you say Baruch atah Hashem, you're recognizing Hashem's mastery rulership over the world. And so writes the Chinuch in Parashas Ekev, She'inyan ha-bracha shenu omu lefanecha, lefanav, enenu rak, haskar lorun hafshenu b'divrei pinu, ki hua mevorach, Umvarach yichol kol atobos v'hodos elav shkol atobos klulos bo v'amelech aleim uvelashin yizbarach shenam askirin tamet shemispoil ne'amar shakavana bo shenachan mischanan elav shiratzan lufanecha shekol b'nei olam yu miyachasim abracha elav umodim ki mimcha tispashet bakol. So this whole union of bracha is only to arouse ourselves with our mouths that he is the one of who is the blessed one, and this blessed one includes all the good, and it all comes from him. And we say that Hashem is Yizbarach, which is Mispael. What do you mean he's Yizbarach? So we're Mischanin, that we want him to create a situation that everybody in the world should realize that he is the source of the bracha. So he is the Yizbarach, Mispoil, that everybody should realize that everything comes from him, all the bracha emanates from him. So that's the Hispa, that we're accepting the fact, we're realizing that it comes from him. So when Ruvain to Shimon, that's Mispoil, like even the word mispoil is like to be impressed by somebody. So that's you do something and I'm mispoil from you. Or mitrashem, also the same idea, to be impressed. Or mitlahev, to be enthusiastic. Ani mitlahev mimcha. Or miyamatzav, or whatever, to be enthusiastic. So the yizbarach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets excited, kiviyachol. But he's recognized by us. That's the mispoil. That's the grammatic form of mispoil, that he is recognized as the one from whom bracha emanates. So all we have, if we're just giving Hashem a bracha, kiviyachol, that we're makir ad nuso, we're matzir, we're acknowledging the fact that God is the source of bracha. Azoy lefi haramban, aval abotai. We have Yonasan ben Uziel. So we have two yisodos, one like the Ramban, that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're miyachas to him all the shefa, and he's mechadesh, he's mekayim the world, but it's not enough. You also have to be modeh, you have to thank him as well. So that's the machlokas between Yonasan ben Uziel and the Ramban. So the Chora, the pshat of the Ramban is really written in the Torah. So the pasuk says, "Ooh, things are going to be so awesome, like man." And then you are going to eat, be satisfied. Things are going to be great, and then you're going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you're going to say, "Kochi botzim yadi asilias achayil hazeh." You're going to say that it's all in your heart, that it all comes from me. And you have to remember Hashem, that he's the one who knows things kach lasos chayil. So the Torah doesn't say that you have to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this context. It says you have to recognize that it all comes from Hashem and not to relate all of your successes to yourself. You shouldn't say kochi v'otzim yadi asliyas achayil hazeh. So this mitzvah of v'zachart zachart Hashem lokecha is included in the Taryag mitzvahs, in the mitzvah of Yira. And in Birkas Hamazon really has this mitzvah kfula. On one hand it's a bracha, on the other hand it's also Yiras Hashem, recognizing where all of your success emanates from. So according to the Ramban, the bracha lifnei hamazon, the bracha after the mazon, are the same yisod. Even though the bracha lifnei hamazon is only derabanan, nevertheless it is equal in its nature to the bracha of after the mazon. And both of them, both the bracha lifnei hamazon and the bracha la'achar hamazon, are both hakaras malchus Hashem, because the bracha lifnei hamazon is certainly not hodah, because you haven't yet eaten. In the name of Reb Chaim, they say that a person has to have midas habitachon, but the thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu we don't have to do until it actually happens, even though my midah habitachon makes me realize that I'm sure that the issue is going to happen. And that's what the pasuk says, v'ani v'chazlecha b'tachti yageli bibi shuasech. I'm so sure that of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu I'm already happened, as if the chesed already transpired. Nevertheless, with respect to hodah and shira, we say shira l'Hashem, but when do I sing to Hashem? I'm sure it's going to happen. When do I sing to Hashem? Ki gamal alai, only when it comes to me, only when it is bestowed upon me. That's only when I sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only when the Yeshua is Misrachesh Befoel. And therefore the bracha before the mazon can't be a Berachas Hodah, because we haven't gotten it yet. We're not singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu yet. It has to be Hakaras Adnus. And so to the bracha after is Hakaras Adnus, and the Gemara Brachas. We can understand the Gemara Brachas now. Gemara Brachas says, Ain li al achrav, I know the chiv of Berachas Hamazon afterwards, Daraisa. How do we know the fun of? So we say, Kal v'chomer, Shu savei amavarach, Shu rev l'kol shekein. When I'm satiated, I make a bracha. Certainly when I'm hungry, I should make a bracha. So if Berachas Hamazon is a Berachas Hodah, the Kal v'chomer is nisfreshtanin. Fire. Shtanin? I don't know the correct grammatical form of that. But we don't understand the Kal v'chomer. You know why you have to make a bracha afterwards? Because you have to thank him. You already got the Yeshua. But l'fnei achila have menene yet. We don't have the kigam alalai. We only have the kigam alalai after, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave it to us. That's when we have the kigam alalai, but not before. So it's pshita that after you have to make a bracha, but not before. So the answer is, unlike the Ramban, that it's adnus, and therefore it's a good kal v'chomer. If I'm being makir the adnus after I get it, and I can say that it's all my doing before I have it, or I can't attribute my success to myself because I don't have it yet, I should certainly realize that it's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's the kol shekein. When I'm hungry, when I'm satisfied, I make a bracha. When I can attribute the success to myself, I have it, it's mine. When I don't yet have it, I should certainly not attribute the success to myself. So that is the sheet of the Rambam. What is the sheet of the Rambam in defining Birkas HaMazon? Is he going to hold like the Ramban, or like the other Rishonim? Is the Rambam going to hold like the Ramban, like the Etzem Baruch, just recognizing that it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the Daraisa, and that's it, and then everything else is the Rabbanan, or no, that the Yisodos of Birkas HaMazon are actually the Rabbanan. In the first parak of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Aleph, Shvayb to Halig Ramba, Mitzvah Sesim in Atoil, Levar Chach, Rechilas Mazon, Shenemra, Vechatos, Vel, Derech, Lashem, Elokech, and Halacha Beis, so the Rambam writes, Midivrei Sofim, Levar Chach, Kol Machal, Tchila, Rekach, Genim, Midivrei Sofim, first you make a bracha, and then you get Hana. And then not only that, V'chein midir v'tzov, N'varach achar kol ma sheyocha v'chol ma sheyishta. And midir v'tzov, make a bracha after everything you eat and everything you drink. So from the Siddur Divrei Rambam, it's Mashma, they were talking about the same Siyum HaBracha. Some Siyum HaBrachas are Daraisas. And some are derabbanans, same type of bracha. Just some are derises, and some are derabbanans. So look at the lashon of the Rambam again. When we did reisof from the bracha called machal tchila, when we did reisof from levarich, acher kol mashiyocha, the same thing. So what does that mean? How can the bracha before and the bracha after really be the same? The answer is because they both have the same motif of Hakaras Adnas. Never the Ramban can say Mitzvah Esei Min HaTorah LeBracha Achar HaMazon, and Vayter in the same context Midivrei Sofrim to make a bracha before, and then Midivrei Sofrim to make a bracha after we eat all foods. So it's all the same type of thing, all the same type of bracha. It's all Hakaras Adnas. And therefore, if it's just Hakaras Adnas, that would be very much like the Ramban. Even though it's not Mefurish, but it would seem to be like the Ramban. And he writes in Halacha Dalet, he writes in Halacha Gimel, Kshem Shavarach and Alenoa, Kachem Barach and Mo Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Akach Yasusa. Just like you make a Barach and Alenoa, you make a Barach on every Mitzvah, and you do the Mitzvah. And Halacha Dalet, Nimtzu Kol HaBarachas Kulam Migimel Minim, Barachas Anoa, Barachas Mitzvah, Barachas Adah, Shevach v'Hodah Bakasha Liskor Savori Tom Liramenu. Ooh, here you have it. So all these brachas, seems like everything together here is all about remembering Hashem and fearing Hashem, and that would be the mitzvah of Vizacharta as Hashem Elokecha, this mitzvah of Yira. So it's all about recognizing that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's like the Ramban. So when we're misbonin in the nusach of, so now we have beautiful the sheet of the Rambam and the Ramban, that the etzem ha-nusach, the etzem of the etzem ha-yisod of benching, obviously is midoraisa, that's axiomatic, but it's all about hakaras ha-adnus, and then everything else is on top of that is midrabanan. When we look at the bracha of hazan, we'll see that there's no yisod at all of hodah, the first bracha. If there was a motif of hodah, it should say something personal in there, but we don't. We say l'chol basar, zan l'kol, l'mifarnes l'kol, l'michin l'chol b'riyosef. So this is not hodah, this is hakaras ha'adnus. So beautiful. So according to the Ramban and the Rambam, that's it. Once you have this hakaras ha'adnus, so that's the end of the chiyuv bracha min ha'Torah. However, if you look in the Brisa, look in the Brisa that we had in the Gemara. Es Hashem Elokecha, Zu Birkas Hazimun, Al Haaretz, Zu Birkas Haaretz. So it says, Uveirachta Hashem Elokecha Al Haaretz HaTova. So Uveirachta Zu Birkas Hazan, Es Hashem Elokecha Zu Birkas Hazimun, Al Haaretz Zu Birkas Haaretz, and HaTova Zu Bonei Yerushalayim. So where do you see in the bracha uveveirachtas Hashem Elokecha two brachas, the brachas of Hazan and the brachas of Zimun? As you said, uveirachtas Hashem Elokecha, uveirachtas Birkas Hazan, and as Hashem Elokecha is Birkas Hazimun. How do you get two brachas out of that? I would have made a drush. I would have made one uveirachtas Hashem Elokecha zu Birkas Hazan, but the Gemara says no, uveirachtas zu Birkas Hazan Hashem Elokecha zu Birkas Hazimun. So with Rav Zagan, we have to say that Birkas Hazan and Zimun are really one bracha, and it's like the Gemara had said, "Uvrach Hashem Elokecha zu Birkas Hazan vaZimun." For Haraya, that is one bracha, because the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav says that Heichem Birkas Hazimun. Rav Nachman says Birkas Hazimun goes until Nevarech, Nevarech Shachan L'Mishalo, and Rav Sheshe says until Hazan Sakol. And the connection between them is. So what do you see from there? You see from there that it's really connected, because the Gemara says, where does Birkas HaZimun go into? So Rav Sheshes has an opinion that it goes until Hazan. So he connects between the Birkas HaZimun and Hazan. So it's as if the Gemara had said, Avrach Hashem Elokecha, Zu Birkas Hazan VeHazimun. The two of them are connected. And what's the connection? The connection is Hakaras HaAdnus. So Birkas HaZimun is a hazmana to thank Hashem. It is not a hazmana to thank Hashem, rather to bless Him that we ate from Him. And then we go to Birkas Hazan, which is saying that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that we have another raya, that there's a chibur between Birkas HaZimun and Birkas HaZan, and that's Shitas Rashi, which is a Shitas Yachid, but the Rashi holds that a Yachid, when branches, only starts from Nodelecha. So you see that Birkas HaZan and Birkas HaZimun are connected. So when the bracha said, when the Gemara says, V'achalta Sabata V'rachta, V'rachta Hashem Elokecha, so V'rachta Hashem Elokecha, V'rachta Zu Birkas HaZan, Hashem Elokecha Zu Birkas HaZimun, so we're like saying, V'rachta Hashem Elokecha Zu Birkas HaZan V'Hazimun, because two brachas are connected. So Birkas Hazan is not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not preparing yourself. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there is a sheet like that, I think it's the Meiri. But rather, according to what we're saying now, it's all the same. It's first we're saying that we're blessing Hashem, that everything is His. And then we continue Birkas Hazan, and we acknowledge in Birkas Hazan that it's all His. Hazan of Chol Basar, Mfarnes Lakol, Mechin Hazan of Chol Bri Yosef. So why do we need both brachas? Why do we need both Birkas HaZimun and Birkas HaZan? And Bechlal, why do you need Birkas HaZimun in front of three people? And the answer is that Linyan Shabbach V'Odah, you don't need it. If it was just Shabbach and Odah, you wouldn't need it. There's no chiluk between a Yachid and a Tzibur or Linyan Hodah. Every yachid has to be moda, just like a yachid has to say halal with a bracha. But then akar sa adnos, there's a difference between a yachid and a rabbin, because it's shaykh to dvarim shebekedusha that are only said bitzibur. What's a davar shebekedusha? So it's not merely an expression of kedusha, because in baruchu, which is davar shebekedusha, we don't have any expression of kedusha. It's only said bitzibur. So what's this davar shebekedusha? A davar shebekedusha is hakaras malchusa. We say v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael kabal samachus shemayim. Shema, you don't need a tzibur, even though it's kabal samachus shemayim, because there's a pasuk that says b'shach b'chol b'kumecha, you don't need a tzibur, but therefore they connected it to birchas kriyashma. They connected the birchas kriyashma kedusha. And some people even say that when you say birchas kriyashma, you say kadosh 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 b'tzibur. So the idea is that the Kabbalah, Ol Malchus Shemayim, is included in the Rikdashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael, that everybody should recognize that I'm a Kabbal, the Ol Malchus Shemayim, and that I'm a Chubur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm connected to Hashem. So this Dover Shabbat Kedusha is HaKoras HaMalchus, this V'Nikdashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael, this Kabbalah, Ol Malchus Shemayim, recognizing and accepting upon myself publicly the yoke of heaven. And so the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that the gather of Mitzvos Kiddush Hashem is lefarsem ha'emunah zos ha'amitis ba'olam, to mefarsem emunah v'Hashem. And even though Linyan Mitzvos Kiddush Hashem, we need 10 people, Linyan Mitzvos Zimun, it's enough to have 3 people, because Linyan Tefillah, Chabur, is no less than 10, but Linyan Achila, it's Daibik V'Yasuda, and it's enough to have 3 people, because the Su'uda creates a Chabura, and it's enough that to have this Kviyus for the Kedusha. So that is Takanas of Zimun, that even though the Chiyuv is not Minatorah, the Kiyum is Vade Minatorah. The 3 people who wait together shouldn't make a bracha themselves, shouldn't bench themselves. Rather, they should proclaim their Hakara of the Adnus and the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is carried out by one of them reading and the others answering. And it's like any Dervish of Kedusha that the Shatz reads and he invites others to answer. So according to this, we have in benching 2 yisodos, the yisod of bracha and the yisod of hodah. Bracha is birchas hazan, hakaras ha'adnus, and that's l'kulei alma midoraisa. And then the second yisod is, I don't know if the bracha to Hashem is, but the yisod of hakaras ha'adnus, of the first bracha. And then the second bracha of hodah, of Birkas Haaretz, of Nol Delecha, there's a Machlokas. There the Ramban holds that it's Midrabanan, and other Rishonim say that it is, that Yisod is Midoraisa. And now we can also understand Rav Sheshes, on Brachas Daf Nun Aleph, that you start making Bracha on wine that isn't mixed with water, and then when you get to Birkas Haaretz, you add the water. What's the Pshat? And so Paskins the Ramban. So what's the Pshat? So the Rambam writes, we came to Shigila Birchas Haaretz, no sin of Socha Madmaim, you put in a little bit of water, Kadesh Arav Lashtil, that it should be sweet for drinking. So Manavshach, if it needs to be sweet for drinking, why do you wait into Birchas Haaretz? And if you can make a bracha on the Rhine, which isn't sweet for drinking, it's just a hard, you know, the strictly speaking wine, so why don't we finish the bracha on wine that wasn't mixed with water? So, but based on what we're saying, that Birkas HaMazon has 2 halakim, it has bracha and hodah, we can say that there are also 2 kosas, one for Birkas HaZan, and one for Birkas HaAretz. The first kos is Hakaras HaNuso, and the second kos is for hodah. And therefore, we did the bracha, we show an Ein Shirel al Yayin, you can use Yayin Chai. You can use water that wine that hasn't been mixed with water. But the second bracha, which is a bracha of hodah, that has to be said mitoch simcha, and therefore we have to add water, like the Rambam says, She'arev l'shtia. So now we have to, now the Baruch Hashem, we've gotten to the first 2 brachas, now we have to get to the third bracha. Bonei Yerushalayim. So, very, very interesting bracha. We say, Baruch Hashem l'kech al Eretz HaTova, Zo Yerushalayim, Shenemar HaHar HaTova Zev Alavonim. So bless Hashem for the good land, That's Yerushalayim. And it doesn't seem that we thank Hashem. Where is the where is the Hodah? In other words, the second bracha is about Hodah. But in the third bracha, you don't see Hodah. We just say, Rachim na Hashem alakenu Yisrael amecha v'shalam recha v'tzim shkan kodecha v'yatsa kodesh baruch hu. Have Rachmanus. But where do you see the Hodah aspect? So the Bryce that we mentioned earlier in the Hemshech, it says, how do you know that just like you make a bracha on the good, you make a bracha on the bad? Asher nasim lecha Hashem alakecha, dayancha b'chol din shetancha bein midara, bein midas peranus. So you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for both good and bad. So when the time of the Beis HaMikdash was around, the Nusach of the Bracha was different. Mistama, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, and that it should keep standing. But now, after the Churban, you can't thank Hashem like before the Churban for the good. Rather, you have to thank Hashem for the bad. You have to bless Him for the bad. So that's what we say in Birkas HaMazon. Al Aretz HaTov Asher Nasan Lach. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good land that He gave us, whether it's good or bad, whether we're in the time of Binyan or in the time of Churban. So how do we ask? How do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, we can say thank you for the Tova. But when it's destroyed, you say Baruch Dayan Emes. It's B'Shas HaChimum. But the question is now, how are we mod al arah lachar zman? So B'Shas HaChimum, we say, yeah, we thank Hashem for the bad, but that's only B'Shas HaChimum. Like Chachamim, Chazal say that they would rip their clothing, they would say Atzur Pintamim Pa'alo B'Shas HaChimum. But what about so long after? The answer is Ayide Bakasha V'Tfila Lachzor V'Livnosa, that we, through asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild it. And when we say Rachimna, there's this Tzidduk HaDin, that we're not angry at Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're Mekabel the Din B'Ava, and we have a car that is the Dayan Emes, and we ask Him to rebuild it. That's how we're Mekabel the Din. We say, this is the way it is now, you're 100% correct, and please rebuild it. And we also mention our own Avelos in Birkas HaMazon, Avelos Pratis, Nachem Hashem Lekeno V'Savelei Yerushalayim, V'Savelem HaMesavlem Be'Evel Hazeh, Nachem Me'Evelem V'Samechem Yevsemchem Yegonem, G'nor V'Kish Imo T'Nachamenu, Kenu Ne'Nachem Chem, Yerushalayim T'Nuchamu. So we have Tziduk HaDin Al Ra, and we also ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Nechama. So Rachem is Hodah Al Ra, which is expressed by Tefillah and Bakasha. And then what's even more interesting is that afterwards, right in the middle of the bracha, we just suddenly make a turn. And we're talking about Yerushalayim. And then we say, Re'enu, Zunenu, Parnasenu, Chagalenu, Rechenu, we're asking for money. We're asking for Parnasa. Lo Yidei Banas B'Sar V'Dom, Le'a B'Asam. What does that have to do with the Hodah? So we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu by asking Him to rebuild it and accepting the Din. But then all of a sudden we start asking for Parnasa. The answer is, when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mazon, it's not always a bracha on the tov, because sometimes when you thank Hashem for the mazon, so sometimes, you know, this person is still has tvios, that is not enough. Maybe he needs matnas basar v'dam, and nevertheless he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not only for the sov and the tov, but also for the rav and the chisaron. So we thank Hashem, even if we don't, even if we needed matnas basar v'dam. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do we do that? By accepting that this is what we have now, and saying, but please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't make me need matnas basar v'dam. Because in Birkas Yerushalayim, it's all about making a bracha and the chisara. And therefore, we're saying, Re'enu zenenu parnasenu lo yedei banas basar v'dam. That we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though now we might have needed Basar V'Dam, but please don't make us need it in the future, because this is the bracha of accepting the din, and accepting the din is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we have, and then also asking Him to change it in the future. So now we get back to where we started. Isn't that always so exciting to get back to where you started? Where do we begin? We began by asking a question. The question was, why do we say HaGadol V'HaKadosh? The Rambam says, Mitzvah se levrach es Hashem ha-gadol ba-kadosh achar achila. So why does the Rambam connect to Birkas HaMazon these two teorim, these two descriptions, ha-gadol ba-kadosh? Now we can say that now that the Rambam holds like the sheet of the Ramban, the Doraisa, the only chiyuv is the first brach of Hazan. In other words, Midoraisa, you have to be makir Hashem's malchus and adnus, and this bracha is connected to Birkas HaZimon, which is about being Mekadesh, The shame before Hesya, like any Darvish HaBekdusha. So therefore, we use these two terim, these two descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these two adjectives. Number one, Gadol. Gadol is HaKaras HaAtnus, like it says in Parashas Ekev, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim, Adonai Adonim, Akela Gadol Yigibur Vanura. So wow, he's really the master, and then we call him Gadol. So the Rambam says, Hashem HaGadol. And what's Kadosh? Kadosh to be Mefarsimit. So Gadol is, that's what we said in the Berachas HaZan, HaKaras HaNuso, and Kadosh is Berachas HaZimon, that we're Mefarsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, we're Mekabel HaMachal Shemayim publicly, that's Berachas HaZimon, and that's Kadosh, that any Dervish HaBekdusha, that's what we said in Nikdashi B'Sochon Israel is, to be Mefarsim the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why we say HaGadol. HaGadol is HaKaras HaAdnus, which is the Chi of Daraisa, and then Kadosh, which is the name of Farsim, this, that's the Berachas HaZimon, which is also one with the Birkas HaZan. It's the same theme, and therefore we, as the Rambam says before, that there's a Kiyum Daraisa here in the Birkas HaZimon, and as Rav Soloveitchik says, and the Memela, when we bless, we have to bless this Shem HaGadol VeHaKadosh, Gadol HaKaras HaAdnus, and Kadosh to be Mefarsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha VeBirchas HaZimon VeNikdashi B'Zoch B'nei Yisrael. So this is a very, very brilliant and beautiful exposition of benching. Of course, there's so much more to say. I direct you all to the Shavuos and Shuvos Yabia Omer of Rabbi Ovadia Yosef in Chelek Beis Orachaim Simen Yud Beis, where he has a very, very important shuvah on this topic, the best I've seen in my many searches in this area. I'm a little working on something on this sugya, so I definitely direct you there for more information. Have a wonderful day. Me'akadosh Baruch Hu Mimali Kol Mishalos Libchal Tova. Amen, Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved.